We know that Basar B'Chalav belongs to a category called Isurei Hana. Correct? And how do we derive this? The Gemara says that it says Los Vashel Kediba Chalevimo no less than three times. One for an Isur Bishol Los Vashel, the other for an Isur Achila, and the third for an Isur Hana. Now, the analysis that we're about to present addresses the equation between Basar B'Chalav and Avodah Zarah. For example, Yayin Nesek. Avodah Zarah is Asur Bano. Now, there's a sugya in Yayin Nesek which is called Rotze B'Kiyumo Al Yedei Dover Acher. I'll try to explain what that means in the following way. Now, I'm going to ask you for a knee-jerk response to the following question, and I'm hoping that you'll get the wrong answer, which is the right answer, if you follow me. Notice, the answer I'm looking for is what I think intuitively you would answer to this question. Supposing I keep, not me, but somebody keeps Yayin Nesek, let's say a guy keeps Yayin Nesek in a vessel, in a utensil. And now I want to use this utensil. I'm a Jew and I want to benefit from this utensil. The utensil has in it a blia of Isurei Hana. We clean out the vessel, you know, let's wash it out with cold water. And absorbed inside the walls of the vessel is Avodah Zarah. Now I want to ask you the following question. What would you say? It's either, I'll give you two choices, either Asr or Mutter. Right? Am I allowed to use that vessel? Is the Jew allowed to use that vessel for whatever benefit he wants? Because he's not benefiting from the Yayin Nesek. Or do we say no? That once this vessel has within it a blia of Isurei Hana, that itself is going to make the kli into Isurei Hana. Again, we're not talking about Hilchas Tarovas over here, Rabbi Yosef. Let's not get confused. You know, if I would cook, you know, kosher wine, you know, over a fire in a pot that was used for Yayin Nesek, then you have a problem of Hilchas Tarovas, you know, blia and so forth and so on. We're not talking about Hilchas Tarovas here. He wants to use the Guf HaKli. You know, he's using the physical entity of the Kli. And the Kli has a blia of Yayin Nesek in it. So the Gemara calls this Hana. What's the language? Hana al yidei dover acher. What it means is that he's not directly benefiting from the Isurei Hana. He's benefiting from the blia inside a kli of Isurei Hana. And the question is that asur or not? We're going to have a similar case in Basar B'Chalav. So for example, let's say, again, don't ask me too many questions yet because I'm not ready for questions yet. We'll have to get to the case and work out the details. But just in a general sense, let's say he takes a kli and he uses it to wash dishes that have fleishiks on them. I'm talking about real be'en of basar. He takes another kli, another dishwasher, and he cleans milchiks, meaning kalim that have real be'en of gvina in it. And now, when everything is hot, he pours the water, the leftover water after the cleaning process, from this and that into a third kli. Now again, you and I would say, why doesn't he just spill out the water? But in those days, apparently water was a commodity. You know, they had to draw water from the wells or whatever it is. So now he wants to use this water. And there are two issues. One is, does this water itself have a blia of Basar B'Chalav, in which case he's not allowed to benefit from the water. Like he wants to use the water to feed his animals. He's not allowed to do that. But there's another issue over here, and that's called Rotze Kiyumo Al Yedei Dover Acher. What does that mean? When he feeds his animals with this kli that's holding on to water that was a combination of water from basar and water from chalav, then he's not directly benefiting from the basar or the chalav. He's really just benefiting from the water. The basar and the chalav element adds nothing to his hanah. Is that clear? In other words, it just happens to be that this is the volume of water that's accessible to him, and this water may have a blia of basar and a blia of chalav. Okay, but his hanah is not from the basar b'chalav, if you follow what I mean. It's from the mayim itself. So he's benefiting from the basar b'chalav only indirectly. That's called ayidei davarach. So let's go slowly. First, we start with the ayin nesach. So the Mishnah paskins in Avodah Zarah, that this is an Aramaic word, probably a Greek word. It's called hadrini. What's hadrini or hadrini? So Rashi says it's a kli cheres. We're talking about a piece of pottery, right? It's chinaware. V'akum sharubo yayin. So we have yayin of an akum. V'nivla besocho. So you have a kli cheres that has a blia of yayin nesach. And the Mishnah says asur bahano. You're not allowed to benefit from this kli. So the Gemara is not happy with this. What do you mean? He's not allowed to benefit from the kli. Gemara says, lismoch bakari amita. Imagine if he needs to keep his, you know, the legs of his table or his bed, you know, steady. So he wants to put each one of the four legs on top of a vessel. Is that considered a violation of hanah from the blia of the yayin nesach in the walls of this kli? How far does isur hanah go? The Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Havirotzeh bekiyumo al yedei dover acher." So Rashi says, "Shirotzeh bekiyumo shal yayin nesach, aval lo b'shvilo." He doesn't need the yayin nesach over here. Ela bishvil acheres. He just needs the cheres. Now again, how he benefits from the ayin nesach by enjoying the benefit of the physical body of the cheres, that's a difficult question to answer. Meaning, the Gemara is assuming that in some sense he is benefiting from the ayin nesach, although indirectly, because his direct interest is in what? In the physical, what do you say?
In the
cheres. The physical cheres. You know, he's using the cheres, lismoch is kari amita. What does the blia add or subtract to his goal of using this? So the Gemara says that there are two opinions. Shari o asur. Are you allowed to enjoy this kind of hano, which is called al yidei davracha, or not? So the Gemara says, Ulaman diyoma rotsa bikiyum al yidei dovracher osur, maishno mikankanim. Rashi says that they had regular caskets that they used for wine that were made of wood. Dishari, we know that you're allowed to use those kankanim, right? Not only on Hanukkah, right? You can use those kankanim and benefit from them, even though they have a blia of what? Of yayin nesach. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, in the case of the kankanim made of wood, lesa li'isure bi'ene. Hacha, but here in the case of the hadraini, right, that kli cheres, is isa li'isura bi'ene. What is this all about? Rav Salvechik is quoted here as saying the following, Nira levayr kavanas ha-Gemara. He says the following, that what does it mean, rotza b'kiyum al yidei dover acher, and it's osur, hainu b'kli sheyesh bo be'en, that you could look at the kli, so to speak, that's not what the Rav means, I'm just exaggerating it for dramatic purposes, and you see the be'en, you actually see in front of your eyes that cheft of isuri anah, that avodah zarah, kumo becheres hadreni, because the cheres hadreni b'liyoso meruba, because it's a china very porous. Ad kedei kach shechoshev ki'ilu hu be'en. It's as if there's yayin nesach right here in front of my eyes. Aval im yesh rak bliya bilvad, right, like the case of kankanim, b'chai gavna eino nena mina be'en, and therefore it's mutter. So again, the principle here seems to be that if you're nene al yidei dovarach, which means you're not directly benefiting from the isur anah, it's aser, but only when that isur is be'en. If the isur is only a blia, we don't see any be'en over here, then that doesn't even measure up to the level of al yidei dovarach. It's garnished, and there's
so,
no isur.
So be'en means it's visible. Is that
again, if you translate it literally, I don't know if it's visible, because honestly, when you take a look at this kli cheres, I don't think you're going to see any yai to it.
No, but you can see.
I don't know.
You can see stain.
Stain.
You can see discoloring.
Okay.
Yes.
He doesn't spell this out, so the imagination.
You don't see any.
We have to go through.
Right. There should be mutter.
Okay.
But you'll see discoloring on a cask of wine. It's empty.
What is akifin?
It'll be dark.
Akifin means indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this presentation, he says, reflects the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis in Masechet Avodah Zarah. But Tosis rejects Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Li'olam, Leman Diyomah Rotsa B'kyumi Al Yidei Dovracher Asur, Af bekli bolua rak tzas mi isuri hanoh. V'lo kosha mi hachta kankanim, mishum da hachta kankanim, eno inyin lerotza l'kiyuma yidei dovracher klal. So Tosis has a reason, which again we'd have to learn that Tosis, that the case of a kankanim is a unique case, and it's not even considered rotza b'kiyuma yidei dovracher. It's like two stages removed from his hanah and his intention to benefit from.
He's mevatel the avodah zarah. Is he talking about a goyim?
No. He has other reasons why it's considered. It's not even considered. Doesn't qualify as rotzei kiyumi al yidei dovracher. But in any event, when it fulfills the requirements of rotzei kiyumi al yidei dovracher, Tosis concludes that it's asur even if it's belua b'miktsas. There's no ban. Now the Rav Soloveitchik wants to take this model of Avodah Zarah and apply it to Basa B'chol. So he says the following. This we have here on the table, the Ramah in Siman Pei Zayin, that's the main Siman of Basa B'chol, paskins the following. Mayim sheidichu bahem kli basar, he's got water in which he washed kalim that we use for a fleshik meal. Ein la arbevo, you're not allowed to mix that mayim. In mayim sheidichu behem clay chalaf. Vilitain lifnei behemto. Mipnei sha'asurim behano. Okay, so that itself, if you follow me, might not be so difficult, because you may have a belia of both tam cholav and tam basar in the mayim. So the mayim now has a belia of both tam basar and tam cholav, and therefore it's asur banos, so he's not allowed to feed it to his door. I don't know, but this is the punchline. Now the Ramah goes one step further. And he says, V'eilish tamish b'kli, you're not allowed to even use the kli. The kli itself. Again, he's not talking about pouring the water for his dog. He's now talking about using the kli. And he gives an example to Ramah. They had a kli, again, I don't know the mitzias, maybe you'll help me out with the mitzias here. Sha'osim bo mayim lechafifas harosh. So again, they're not using the kli in order to drink the water, because the water is only going to be used for washing one's hair. It's like a shampoo. Now, how do they get the soap element into this water? Osim oso me'efer sha'al akira. Again, you know, akira is like a small oven. Mm-hmm. And after you finish cooking in the oven, you're left with efer, you're left with some ashes. Urigilisu lis'arev sham basar v'cholav. So in these ashes, there's a mixture of both basar v'cholav. And now, he wants to take lishtamish b'kli sha'osim bo mayim l'chafifas harosh, How do they make this?
The kli is made from the sefer.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Just 1 second.
No, the sefer is in the kli.
Just 1 second. The Afer is the agent. Just 1 second. English Tamish Bikli Sha'osen Bo Mayim L'Chafifa Sarosh. Again, we're preparing the water for Chafifa Sarosh in this Kli. And now we want to use the Kli. What's the problem? The Mayim that was used in this Kli is a Taroves of Basar V'Chol. So again, so the Kli itself has what? Has some sort of Taroves of Basar V'Chol.
In itself.
Right, in the Kli itself.
Of mutual belief.
And now he wants to use the Kli in order to prepare for Chafifas HaRosh. So again, let's go through the two cases. The first case of the Ramah is what? He's using this water that has Tam, Basar, Tam, Chol to feed his dog. That he can't do. Now the Ramah adds another point, that if you have a Kli that has both a Blia of what? Of Basar and Cholavim, then you can't use the Kli itself even for Mayim for Chafifas HaRosh. So this is already an indirect kind of Hanoi. He's not really getting any benefit from the Basar B'Cholav. Right? In the first case, he's feeding his dog, he's getting benefit from the Basar B'Cholav. In the second case, he's getting benefit from the Kli. The Kli may have a Blia of Basar B'Cholav, but he's not benefiting from the Tam Basar, the Tam Cholav. He's not even using it for an edible. He's just using it for washing the hair. So the Shach says the following.
That's okay.
Afal Gav Di Asur Lishtamish B'Kli. Even though the Ramah says you're not allowed to use the Kli, Mikomakom Eina Mayim Asurim L'Chafifas HaRosh. The Afal Gav the Yeshman Blias Basar B'Cholav. Mishum Dekeman She'eino Dover Shal Achila Lo Choshev Hano She'eino Nene Migufa Isur. V'Kol Kai Gav the Mutter. And the Shach based himself on Shulchanoch Siman Tzadi Dalet. Mashma. Yeah, you want to open the Ramah?
The Ramah there says.
Oh, I don't have the Ramah.
You can use a pot that has a beli of basar b'cholav for fruit.
Oh, excellent.
For what? For fruit.
So he's saying that if he's not being nene migufa isa, then it's mutter. So again, according to the Shach, what does it mean it's also l'shtavish b'kli? If he puts mayim into the kli and he wants to use it for chafifas or rosh, that's not a problem. That's like your case of the fruit, right? Even though the kli itself has a blia basar b'cholav, but the mayim that he wants to use in the kli for chafifas harosh, that's not a problem because eino dover shel achila, right? He's using water for a different purpose, and therefore eino nene migufa isu. So again, in the case where he's using the water itself to feed his dog, then if the water has both basar b'cholav in it, he's benefiting from the basar b'cholav. In the case where he puts water into this kli that has a blia of basar b'cholav, but he's using the water not for what? Not for eating purposes, but rather for chafifas harosh, that's mutter because eino nene mi blias basar b'cholav.
So what?
Now,
so
wait a second. What about the kli itself? Just give me a minute to work out the... Sorry, I just want to work out the mathematics here. Again, so the Ramah says that you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the kli itself because the kli has a blia of basar b'cholav. The kli itself you're not allowed to use. What about the water inside the kli? So that depends. If you're using the water to feed a dog, then you'd be nene from the blia of basar b'cholav. That's awesome. Says the Shach, but the Ramah never meant to say that if you use the water for chafifas harosh, that because there's a blia of basar b'cholav, you can't benefit from it. Why? Because he's not being nene from the basar b'cholav itself. Why? She'eino nene miguf iser basar b'cholav v'chol kai gav nemuta.
Assuming that the dog drinks the water, he's nene from the basar b'cholav, not from the water.
We're assuming that in the case where you feed the dog water that has both bas b'cholov, you're nene from the bas b'cholov, right? Because the dog is eating.
The dog is nene.
And if I'm nene. Right.
He's nene from the water. Right?
But in the case.
He's nene from the water. He may not even taste the bas b'cholov.
So okay. That's a good question. But the main point is that he's eating something that has bas b'cholov in it. That's a cheftz of bas b'cholov. And if I'm feeding that bas b'cholov to my dog, I'm being nene from the bas b'cholov. But the kli itself. And what's the status of the kli that has a bliya bas b'cholov? And here, when we read the Ramah, we get the impression that English tamish b'kli, he can't use the kli. Comes along the shach, and he says, "All right, you can't use the kli, but you're allowed to use the water that's in the kli if you're not using it as a foodstuff. Right? You're using it for what purpose? Chafifas harosh." And why? Says the Shach, because he's not being nenemi gufa isa. Well, what do you mean he's not being nenemi gufa isa? Well, you're telling me that he's not allowed to use the kli, and that's called what? Rotze v'kiyuma al yidei davar acher. I mean, he's not benefiting from the blia that's within the kli of basa b'chol when he uses the kli, but nevertheless the kli is awesome because it's got a blia of basa b'chol. And here in this case of a kli, l'chafif is a rush, the kli has also got a blia of basa b'chol. Hence, you're not allowed to use the kli. So, what does the shach mean when he says that eino nenemi gufa iser? What do you mean eino nenemi gufa iser? Who cares if he's not nenemi gufa iser? It's irrelevant because it's a rotza b'kiyuma yidei davar acher. I'll read to you the language. He says, "Amai, why is this distinction in the shach plausible?" He says. Even if he uses. One second. I don't know how to read this word. Amai asu. Just give me a minute here, sorry. If he what? If he has a taroves. If he wants to use the water that's inside the kli. The kli is balua from basa b'chalav. And he's using the water for what purpose? For chafifas arash. So the shach says that what? That's mutter. Why? Because he's not benefiting from the basa b'chol. Now let's talk about the case of feeding the dog. Right? In the case of feeding the dog, he's got now a blia of basa b'chol. Right? So even when he uses it for chafifas arash, the water in the kli has a blia of basa b'chol. Right? Because that's how you use this kli. Use it with basa b'cholov.
The issue is, it doesn't matter whether it has the kli or not. You can use it plain water to feed basa rush. So there's no use of the be'en.
Right.
But I can use.
But again, logically,
but the dog, you wouldn't give plain water to the dog.
Oh.
The dog benefits from the
Easter. So that I don't know. So
that
you know,
seems to be what he's saying.
No, he's saying just the opposite. He's saying Tzarchin, he doesn't understand the shock because he's saying, if you tell me I'm not nenemi gufa iser, right, then the same thing should apply in the case of the dog, because he's assuming that the dog is not lapping up the wood because it's got a plea of basa b'chol.
Is he claiming that every time that you're over, in order to be over on a hanoah from basa b'chol, it always has to be derech rishon?
I don't know if it has to be derech rishon, but it has to be what he calls nenemi gufa iser. In some sense, the shach claims he has to benefit from the iser itself. If you're using the water that has basa b'cholov in it, a tam basa, you're using it for chafifas arash, you're not being nenemi gufa iser. The chafifas arash would be perfect even if there wasn't a blia of basa b'cholov. So Rav Salvechik says, I don't understand. The Ramah says that if you have a kli that has tarovis and basa b'cholov, and it's got water that you want to feed to your dog, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because basa b'cholov is also banah. But what? Why is that called nenemi gufa iser? To the same extent that he's not nenemi gufa iser in the case of chafifas arash, he's not being nenemi gufa iser in the case of lifnei abehema.
Or you could ask it the other way around too.
Whichever way you want to start. But
does the chafifas arash have the afer in it as well?
I don't know. It seems like he uses the afer to make this kli. That's the impression
make
I get.
A kli?
Yeah. Aimlish tamish b'kli sha'osim bo mayim lechafifas arosh.
No, so it's not making a kli. It's somebody was using it.
In other words, he's got Afer to. So what's the Afer? The Afer is the soap agent.
I guess it could be. Yeah.
All right, the agent. Right. So why does the Shach say that if the Afer
might be Kogan, the boss of Macholah?
Yeah. All right. That's a different story. But again, the Shach's language is Enonena Migufa Isur. Right, in other words, the Chafifus of Rosh is in no way enhanced by the fact that this Mayim has a Bliya of Basa Mechala. So Rav Soloveitchik is asking, in the case of feeding the Mayim to the dogs, the enhancement of Basa Mechala doesn't make it more attractive for the dog. It's just trying to quench its thirst.
But is there any difference?
Well, let's just give it, only because we're a little pressed for time.
Yeah.
He says the following, V'nirul Yashin, the Sphir Leila Ramah, the Ramah holds Kedas Rabbeinu Tam. The Leinyan Rotsa B'Kiyumal Yedei Dovracher Yesh LaChalik Bein Blia LeBe'en. So our Soloveitchik is presenting the following thesis. Remember, we had two opinions in Tosfos. The first opinion was that of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Rotsa B'Kiyumal Yedei Dovracher only applies when you have a Blias Be'en, like the case of Cheres Hadreini, right? Hadreini, that has a serious blia. The second day of Tosus, as you recall, said that basically Kankanim would also be also, even though it doesn't have a serious blia, it's only blia bemiktas, except for the fact that that's not considered Dovrach. He says that the Ramah accepted the first opinion, that of Rabbeinu Tam. The Omnam, Ze Poshut, Shavolua Bekli, Nidon Kiblia Le'inyin Zeh. He says the following, that something that's absorbed into the walls of the Kli is considered Blia. It's considered Blia. Unless again, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, although Rabbeinu Tam says there's no Isra HaNoah in the case of the Kankan, why? Again, reading the language of Rabbeinu Tam, because Eino Nene Mina Be'en, because the Kankanim Leko Ela Blia Mu'etes, but Rabbeinu Tam is not denying that there is some Blia even in the case of Kankanim. But that's not enough. It's not a Bliasa Meruba. So he says the following, Zeh Poshut Shabalua Bekli Nidon Kiblia Le'inyin Zeh. We don't call it Be'en because it's only a Miktas Blia, right? A limited Blia. Ach Yesh Lodun L'gavei Iser HaBalua Bi'ochlin. What happens if you have a Cheftet Isura that's Balua Bi'ochlin? In other words, inside a Kli, what's it called? How do you classify, how do you define the status of the Tam Basar in the walls of the Kli? That's called Blia.
Yeah.
However, that's not crystal clear in a case where the Blia now enters into Ochlin. Do you follow? Let's say I cook in a Kli that has Blia of Isur, and now the Blia goes out of the walls of the Kli into the Ochel. What do we consider that? Is that considered Blia? Right, we're only interested in the Tam Balua in the Ochel. Or we say no. Now the Ochel is called Be'en. It reminds me of a different sugi. Which sugi does this remind you of? All right, never mind. Chanani, you feel that? Okay. V'nira debazer mechalik haramor to le'inyan achila ushesia. If your object is considered an Ochel, those you're eating it, then it's choshiv ki be'en. Then it's considered like be'en. So again, keep in mind that Rabbeinu Tam maintains the distinction as far as Rotsa B'Kiyumah De'Yachar between something that's be'en and something that's only bolua. So if Soloveitchik is suggesting that it all depends upon whether it's in an ochel. If it's in an ochel, so he wants to eat and drink something, then that be'en, excuse me, that bolia is called be'en. Why? Because when you eat it, you enjoy the benefit of that taste.
Because
Dino kibliya. In other words, if you are preparing the water in this kli, and now the bliya from the kli enters into the water, do we view that again? Rabbi Nitan makes the distinction between be'en and balua. How do we classify that? Is the water considered be'en or is it considered balua? We thought that we should be consistent. Whether or not you're using the water for chafifas or rosh, or you're using the water for feeding the dog, in both cases, we're going to say that either bliya is be'en or the bliya is bliya, and it's not be'en. And that'll determine whether it's mutter according to Rabbi Nitan or it's asur. Now we're saying no. We're not saying that any time you have a bliya inside a kli, and then the water now absorbs the time of the bliya, that it's considered either be'en or bliya. It's all the, it all depends. There's another factor, another variable that adds to this equation, that calculates into the equation. What's that? What are you doing with this? What are you doing with this water that now has a tam of basar and chalav? Are you using it as an ochel? Well, you're not using it as an ochel. If you're using it as an ochel, then now the tam goes into the water, and whenever an ochel absorbs the tam, it's considered bien. If on the other hand, you're not using it as an ochel, right? You're only using it for chafifas or rosh. So in such a case, the bliya remains bliya. It doesn't go beyond bliya into the category of bien. V'nir lomar, to ikar din rotsa b'kiyumal yidei dover achel, lo never el legabi chometz bepet. Okay, this is a whole different shtickle Torah. El shrabeni tam, hirchiv din ze af lebasa b'chola, v'chein pasak harama. So in other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, by applying this din of an iser hanah when it's al yidei davar acher to basa b'cholav, he's indicating that it's not a separate din in avodah zarah, but it applies in any iser hanah. For example, chametz or basa b'cholav and etc. To din klali hanoeg b'chol isur hanah to chashiv kinene mina isur. Af im nene ba'akifin v'ofen bilti yashir. Even though he's having his benefit in an indirect way, it's still considered a violation of the Isur Hanoah, and that applies to all Isur Hanoah. And therefore, if Rabbeinu Tam applies it to all Isur Hanoah, then it's not some sort of chumrah in Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's got to be locked in to a definition. And what is that definition? Be'en. When does it become be'en? When that tam balua enters into what? Into an ochel. And if you're using it as an ochel, then it becomes upgraded to the status of be'en. But if you're using it not for an ochel, but for some other purpose, using it as fertilizer or as soap to wash your hair, then in those cases, we're going to consider it as balua, and there's no iser of nene al yidei dovrach. Now again, Rabbi will say, all this makes sense if you're talking about the Mayan, but I just got confused a little bit about the Kli itself. So let me give me 1 minute here. According to the Ramah, there's a separate Iser, English Tamish B'Kli. Ah, maybe he's afraid that if we use the Kli, in the case of Avodah Zarah, we said that the Gemara says that you can use the Kli Lismok Bo Esakara. Oh, now I'm beginning to understand. So if, let's say, this kli has a bliya of what? Of Yayin Neser, what does he want to do with this kli? Does he want to prepare ochel in the kli? Or is he using it for the physical kli itself?
What's the difference?
Oh, so what's going to be the difference? If he's using it as an ochel, then it's
brings out the belia and turns it into
right. Only because we're talking about hydrating, and hydrating has a very serious volume of saturation of what? Of yayin nesach, and therefore we can consider whatever food that you prepare, or water that you prepare in this kli, you can consider it as if there's be'en of Isuri Anoa, be'en of Isuri Anoa, even if you're using it for a different purpose. So in a sense, he's not necessarily benefiting from the Ayin Nesef, but still, It's a chef of Yayanessa.
And it's Ayyubi the Rach. Stabilize your table at a restaurant.
Then the Gemara says that it might be mutter. Again, the Gemara vacillates on this point. But in that case, we're not viewing the Yayin Nesek as Be'en, correct? Because right. He's just standing on top of this kli. And therefore the Ramah, when he gets to feeding the dog, so he says the following. Ein la arbev mayim. Okay, fine, that's what we saw. Fi od ein l'shtamish bekli sha'osim bo mayim l'chafifas harosh. Now this would only make sense, I think, if you're going to tell me that lismoch bo es akara would be prohibited. So again, let me read the Rambam one more time. Ein l'shtamish bekli sha'osim bo mayim. So, what does this kli have within it? It has a blia of basa b'chala. And what does he mean here when he says English tamish b'kli? Is he using it lismo foas akara? So let's read the shach. The shach says
the shach is the one who makes the distinction between the achila use and the non achila use.
Right, but as far as the kli, as far as the kli itself is concerned, he says also lishtamish b'kli. So let's just think. Why is it asul ishtamish b'kli?
Because it's hanah. It doesn't matter whether it's not a chila. It's just stam hanah.
Hanah from what? From the kli?
You're benefiting from it in some
that's
way.
A shame.
You're using it to benefit yourself in some way, even if it's not edible. Nothing to do with eating.
So I just want to see, what's the question? What's the final conclusion about using the kli? Remember the hadreni that has a very significant amount of absorption of the Yainesek. Can you use the kli itself? That's what I want to know. So let's go back to the first paragraph. He says, "Afilu man the Amar Rotsa b'kumel yidei dovracher haynu rak b'kli sheyesh lo be'en kagon cheres hadreni shebliyoso meruba v'chashiva ki be'en." So it's chashiva ki be'en. So then. And so if you use that kli to cook in, you know, to heat up your water, then for sure it's considered be'en because he's using it as an ochel. But now if he wants to use the kli itself, since the bliya is considered be'en, so it's as if he's nene from like a cheftza di sura of yayin nesa. Aval she'eino ela bliya bilvat, let's say there's only a minimum amount of absorption, then kahai gavna enu nene mina be'en, and therefore it's al yidei dover acher is enu nene bigufa isur memela bekankanim the lesser b'em ela b'liya mu'etes mishmochi kuliyamu lo pligi demutu l'shtamish b'em. But in the case of hadreni where it has a b'liya meruba, and then we're saying it's considered like be'en, it's almost as if there's, you know, you're seeing in front of you a cheftza of yayin nesek, then you can't even use it lismoch be'enes amita. Now let's apply this to the case of the Ramah in Basa B'cholov. He's saying ein l'shtamish b'kli she'osin bo mayim l'chafifas arosh or e'osin oso. So what's balua here? The efer, the kira is now through some sort of process is going to be balua in what? In the walls of the kli. And you can't use the kli itself. And the Rav doesn't add this point over here that the reason why you can't eat the kli itself is because it's bliyasa meruba. Now, if it's bliyasa meruba, so now the question becomes, how could the shach therefore say that you're allowed to use the mayim for chafifas arash? The mayim now has a significant bliya. So the answer is that since he's not using it for purposes of eating, he's only using it for purposes of washing, therefore it can never be considered BN. So why do I consider BN when I want to use the gufa kli? Does anybody have an answer to that question? I'm throwing this question now. Again, the Isar I know is because you're nene from BN. So the Rav says, well, if you're using the water for chafifa, then any belia that comes from the walls of the kli into this shampoo water is considered mayim balua, but not be'en. On the other hand, if the water is being used to feed a dog, it's considered what? It's considered be'en.
I'll pee a shock.
Right. So now the question I'm asking is, we just finished saying that if you have the hadreini, which was used with a very significant amount of what? Of yayin nesach, then you can't even use the hadreini itself. Or for example, in this kli, which has a very significant amount of blia of mayim, you know, that has basar in it and mayim that has cholov in it, you can't use the kli itself. And I'm thinking, again, let's open up the Ramah for a second. Rabbi, you have the Ramah open?
To where?
Siman Pei Zayin Sif Vav. And see if you can find the words V'od Ein L'shtamish Bakli. If you can find just those three words. Ein L'shtamish Bakli.
The Kli is a Kli for Kesesh
Elisa.
It's not under
eating
status that you can't use it,
doesn't it? Right. Is that what the Ramah means? That as far as the Kli is concerned, we're going to consider it Be'en. Because it has a significant blia, I guess. You know, it's like
not just for food purposes, but even training.
Even right. Does anybody say that you can't use the kli to stand up, you know, the bedpost?
It would seem so. I don't know what they're saying.
I hope somebody says it. Otherwise, you know, I'm in deep trouble over here because I'm telling you something that's not true. That's not what I want to do. Let's see if you can find. Do we have such a Ramah Bechlal?
What are we saying again?
Siman Pei Zayin Sif Vav. And is there something in the Ramah that starts with the words Ein L'shtamish Bekli? The old Ein L'shtamish Bekli. Is there such a fine print? Chichil, you find it? Oh, Ein L'shtamish Bekli. If he means that you can't use the kli, even lisma fosakar, then I'm a very happy camper, because then I didn't mislead you. In this piece, he doesn't seem to address that question.
Is the rav attempting to make the shach consistent with the ramah?
Yeah,
is that what he's trying to do?
For sure. Yeah. Because again, the ramah is uninterpreted. The only one that we have to interpret the ramah is the shach. So at the end of the day, what we really want to come down to through the eyes of the shach is to understand the ramah. So we don't find such a thing.
The kli shows him the ramayim lechafifas harosh in the shamish bo.
Oh, say it again.
The kli shows him the ramayim lechafifas harosh in the shamish bo.
Oh, that's what we want to know.
Excellent.
So what does it mean, bo? What does the word bo mean? Does bo mean lismoch bo sakara?
That's it.
Alright, I'm not ready for that yet.
Across the board.
Well, I just want to know what the word bo means. Can somebody, one of the
Shamish bo?
Yeah, the Taz, one of the Taz or the Shach.
The Kli.
Right, no, that I understand, but it means you're not allowed to use the Kli for cooking in it, or you're not allowed to use the Kli for anything. Yeah, that's
he doesn't qualify it. He's saying it's us.
No, but it's still, when you learn your day, you know, somebody has to point this out over here. You know, the Gemara itself goes back and forth about whether you can use it, Lismoko or Sakara. So somebody should point out that that's what the Ramah means. I'd be a happy camper if somebody made that point.
The Kli is a Chaticha Shalavera. Shalisa,
right. Right, that's I'm hoping that somebody will say that. I don't have a safer. There's a safer called Bari Ashulchan. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
So it's like a running commentary. It's like Kahati on Mishnayos. It's a Kahati on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. I don't have access to that safer. So a Feivel Cohen. Anybody know?
I have the safer.
Yeah, I have it also, but I don't have it here. That's a. Yeah. These are the last few minutes before Yom Kippur. These are holy minutes, you know what I mean? Alright, so Ramosa, that's what we have. I don't know if I misled you or not. I hope that I didn't. And the word Bohen means an absolute Easter. Now, we don't have time for this, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no Easter Bishul Bas B'chol B'chami Tveria. Do you remember that we discussed this last time? So let's just review just the punchline and then we'll go to Mincha. We have something called Toldas HaEsh. Toldas HaEsh is a Malacha Doraisa on Shabbos, and then we have something called Toldas Ha'or, I'm sorry, Toldas Hachama, which is a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says the following, that Hamavashel Bechamei Tveria is not Bishel Bas B'Cholov. He doesn't violate on the Doraisa level Bas B'Cholov. And he borrows that from Hilchas Shabbos, that you're not chayv Lechas Bishul in the case of Avashel Bechamei Tveria. The problem here is very obvious. How could the Machaber make this equation between Shabbos and Melechas Bishul and Lo Savashel Gidi B'Chalev Imo? In the case of Shabbos, the Yisoda Yisodas of Shabbos is what's called Umnus or Machshevus, right? Machshevus means it's got to be done in a very precise, professional way. Like the Gemara Beitza that we once studied, you remember, where he just gathers together by hand a bunch of fruits and puts it in a basket. He's not chayv for ma'amer because that's not the way the umnin do. So here in the case of Chami Tveria, that's not the way you normally do Bishul. You know, the experts on Bishul will not use Chami Tveria. But what does that have to do with Basu B'Cholov? So the Rav wants to suggest the following, that Bishul B'Chami Tveria is not just the Chisaron in Umnus, meaning it's not exactly the Spitz, you know, the most perfect way of cooking something, and the chef would not be happy with Chami Tveria, but rather Chami Tveria is not called a Maisa Bishul. And the nafkamina is that that's going to apply universally whenever the Torah has a requirement of Bishul, even for Basa B'Cholov. If it's not called a Maisa Bishul, then you're not going to be chayev. So again, there are two ways of understanding why Bishul B'Chami Tveria is not called Bishul. One of them is to say that it's a Chisaron Meleches Machsheves. The other is to say that it's not a Maisa Bishul at all. The nafkamina is going to be Basa B'Cholov. If you're telling me that the Chisaron is because it's not Meleches Machsheves, it's not a fine Schmecker way of cooking it, then it wouldn't have any application to Basa B'Cholov. But if, on the other hand, it's Halacha that it's not considered a Maisa Bishul at all, then, even as far as Basa B'Cholov, it's not considered a Maisa Bishul. Okay, we'll stop here. Wish everyone a Gmar Sima Tova. Thank you so much.
So, what is it? If it's not a Maisa Bishul, is does it still a Belia? If you boil down milk just by itself,
that discussion we had about cliché. Remember, cliché is not considered my submission, but there is belief if it's absolute lettuce.
Right. So
the question is, what would be as far as Bas B'Cholov?
Or a Shabbos, would that consider it causes belief or not?
Yeah, I think it does. You could fry an egg.
Thank you so much.
One of those again on the Shulchan Aruch says one's make distinction whether it's us or the Chafib Sarosh depends on whether it actually became an Afer or not. I don't know, it's a whole throws a whole monkey.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. It's part of Kadosh's Bolak.
Yeah, something like whether
it's like the Sugi Ganav that you don't have to pay kefal if you know.
If he's going on the Gemara from Asura,
right? That's all part of Kadosh.
But it seems
whether you change the entity, it's.
It seems like Pashtus, the Gemara Rikim, is Madama yet to Avodah Zara. It's the Gamut of the Gorazara, the Gorazara,
the Gorazara, think you say tachlamen, no?
I'll check with the...
It might be in here theoretically, but I doubt it.
Yeah, it might be filona.
I'm assuming you say tachlamen. If you go to the other west, let me...
Thank you. Thanks for staying for the whole shiur.
Of course.
I was thinking of stopping in the middle of shiur to remind you that you have to go. Maybe you forgot. I think like you got so hits to the shiur that you know. What I mean? Okay, now let me see. To figure out if I'm giving a kavura to you.
I'm still learning to see a cut from teeth. green wine. Absolutely. That is I get very good. Yeah. Michael. Okay. I had a crap wrong idea to do
Move.